Guys. All right. It's Thursday night. I'm Chip Gibson, resident tree hugger and a host of Kayak Fishing Radio. And we're live here on a Thursday, ready to spend some time doing what we like doing, talking about kayak fishing. If we're not fishing, we're going to be talking about fishing. So welcome aboard, and we're going to get started off a little bit slow tonight. We're waiting on a call in. That might be it. Let's see. Area code 978, you're live on Kayak Fishing Radio.
Hey, Chip, it's Greg.
Hey, Greg, how's it going, man? Welcome.
Pretty good. How are you doing?
All right. Are we live there, man? Can everybody hear us?
No, we don't have. It's pretty windy out here, so I can set up the speakerphone thing. Still looking for D right now.
Did you just get there?
No, got here earlier today, saw her and talked to her a little bit, and then went out and did some pre-fishing and just got back and just sitting around the campfire.
Did you find the honey hole, man?
It was a little tough today. Marked some guys got some. I didn't. Got bit off by a couple bluefish, but we'll find them tomorrow. It should
All
be
right.
a beautiful day tomorrow.
Very cool, man. Well, we're just getting rolling here. Greg Beckard, you just came on the line. You're live on Kayak Fishing Radio. Good evening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did, a.k.a. Big Fly Reel. Good evening.
A.k.a. Big Fly Reel. All right. Jason Self is in the chat room. He said he's going to be in and out. He's working on some stuff there. That's cool. He says a crab hawk and hand line is money. So we'll get some info on that a little bit later. But also in the house, live with us, is Rob, a bad backcast. Hey, Rob, how's it going, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. And
all right, man.
We have someone who hasn't been around for a while. He's been ignoring us, I think. But for his return, we have... Redfish Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
What's going on, man?
Welcome back, man. We missed you.
Yeah, good to be back. Good to be back.
You don't call us. You don't talk to us. You just send us pictures of stupid tuna fish that you catch.
Yeah, it's been kind of a hectic couple of weeks, man. I apologize for not being on, so...
Yeah, no worries, man. You can never apologize for being fishing, man. That's except to your wife. I mean, sorry, honey, I have to go fishing today.
Right.
But to your buds, we understand, man. We know what it's about. Somebody said last, I think it was on Rob's show, I wonder where Chuck is. I said, he's probably 110 miles east of you, man, in the blue water.
So I actually was. Me and Aaron actually, it's always on the program here. We went offshore.
Awesome. Awesome. And did you score?
We did okay. We didn't press it like previous weeks I have, but we got probably 8 or 10 blackfin tunas, 1 yellowfin tuna, skipjack tuna, 2 dolphin, 1 that was lost to the gaff, and we ended up running out of gas about 30 miles offshore, so that was interesting.
Call towboat, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Sea-Tow came to the rescue. So
sweet, the big red
fun.
Boat.
Yeah. Yellow boat.
Oh, they're yellow down there, huh?
Yeah.
We had the red ones, so. Awesome, man, awesome. So we'll hear some more about that. Let's go back to our man in the field at Jamaica Bay Kayak Fishing Tournament. What's up, Greg? Have you found somebody for us to talk to?
No, I'm still wandering around looking for Dee. I don't know where she's camping at.
All right, man. As a reporter, you need to get that stuff squared away.
Yeah. I'm learning.
Okay. All right. I figured you would have a big crowd around the campfire, and we were going to be jamming and stuff, man. I got some little J-Bay music for you and everything.
I can bring you around the campfire. It just can't be a PG show anymore.
It's getting a little randy there, huh?
Yeah, it was a little wind picked up about 5 o'clock, so some of the guys came in early and got into it a little bit before the rest of us.
All right. Area code 678, you're live on Kayak Fishing Radio.
What's up?
What's up, Dino? How are you, man?
What's happening? What's going on?
I don't know, man. You're just like, you're kind of like Redfish Chuck there, man. Long lost soul showing up tonight. How's it going?
I've been busy, dude. Busy.
Yeah, you been fishing?
We fished a little bit down at the Sapilla, but we did more paddling than fishing.
Awesome. Well, that looked like a great event, man. The guys looked like they had
awesome.
A blast.
Oh, it was great.
Well, we've got Greg Crisp, a hammerhead. He's up in Jamaica Bay in New York there, right outside of the JFK Airport, I think. And they are getting ready to start the Jamaica Bay Kayak Fishing Tournament. Greg, how many people have registered? Did you get a number?
Last I heard, it was well over 300, and they were hoping for 400 this year.
Oh, man.
So it sort of depends on, I think if we have a good day tomorrow the tournament officially starts at noon. So, walk-ins are welcome.
Sweet. So if you got a chance, it's a little bit of a drive for me. But I wish I was there. That would be so cool, man. So I was kind of planning.
JFK right here.
That's what I said.
See the airport from here. So
yeah, I'm surprised that
all you
gotta
do is make it to the airport and we'll come pick you up.
Just jump out of the plane.
I'm sure we can get you in one.
You can't just check that at baggage check.
Check that in the bag, yeah. Knowing my luck, it would come out like one of those little plastic dolphins that you used to get at SeaWorld, you know, at the Miami Aquarium. So, look who's in the house in the chat room, man.
Uh-oh, who is it?
Hi. Sensei Yak Sushi is in the house. And Jason's there, and so
yeah,
Greg,
I thought I had Yak Sushi on the line the other night. And it ended up being Rob Choi. So I, you know, brought Rob Choi on the show, calling in from the water with Mark's intro music.
So. So Rob called in from the water, huh?
Yeah, and he said sorry, he didn't get a chance to call you back, and he had a whole bunch of nice stripers and stuff, man. So I said, man, that's cool. Rather have you out fishing than calling me.
Right. Like I said, there are no excuses for fishing. All right. So I was playing around on Twitter today. Trying to get Yak Sushi. We've got two huge tournaments going this weekend in the kayak fishing world. We've got Jacksonville, the Columbia Jacks Kayak Fishing Tournament, and they had 430 registered last year for a one-day tournament on Saturday.
Wow.
Raised $42,000 for local charities and the Guy Harvey Foundation. And last year, say again?
What's the prize?
The prize is, man, that you compete. To finish is to win. Right?
Yeah.
And then we've got the Jamaica Bay tournament going on up in New York. And last year they had a little over 300. So, I mean, there will be plus two Yak Sushi yaks in the water. So over 702 kayaks in the water this weekend. I mean, I got some crazy math skills, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna hold off on my serious two word version tonight, man. So don't want to get people crazy on me. So, but Greg Becker, big fly reel.
Yes, sir.
What's happening in your part of town there?
Not much. Just looking forward to the weekend. Work week winding down, and hoping the wind and the weather and the waves are going to cooperate and get out a little bit on Saturday morning.
Right. Yeah, you know, the bad backcast there, he's heading out to the beach to try to jump some snook there. Like, it's
right.
Like zero dark 30, he's heading out.
Yeah, you got to get out there early.
I'm still a pumpkin at that hour, I think, so I have to wait till the sun comes up.
Yeah, when we were in Jacksonville, I had made the decision early on that me and the clone were headed down to the lagoon to fish with Dee and Redfish Chuck. And so we're coming from Little Talbot Island, and I figured, well, we got to get early because it was the same weekend as – it was President's Day weekend, the same weekend as the Daytona 500, and we had to beat the traffic there. And so we had a 0-3 launch. And the bad backcast and the landing crew decided they wanted to go with, man. And there was some sad sacks in the backseat, man. They're like, can we stop for coffee? Not until we get south of Daytona. Just driving like a madman. But 0-3. And then Rob forgot to put on his mosquito repellent. Had to put rocks in his pockets to keep from getting toted off.
Nice.
But
how long did it take me to get up though, Chip?
You were real good, man. You just kind of rolled out of your sleeping bag and jumped in the back of the car, and then I think you passed out again.
When you roused me at like 2:45, I was up. I got right up.
You were up. I don't think you ever went to sleep, man.
I did.
This is the trip where Yak Sushi lost his man card.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a whole group of people that decided that they drove far enough from Louisville, Kentucky, and they didn't want to drive any further.
Dude, he had to stop like every 100 miles, that little Explorer with all those kayaks in the back, man. It was drinking gas like the clone drinks chocolate milkshakes, man. I mean, it was crazy. All right, we got...
We ended up catching like 200 redfish that day.
Yeah. Hold on. Area code 757, you're live on Kayak Fishing Radio.
Is this Kayak Fishing Radio?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
This is... Hey, what's up, guys? Land crew.
You're going to get politically incorrect there on me, huh, man?
Never.
Never.
I never do that.
Dang, we got a full house here tonight. And we're still waiting. Let's check in with our roving reporter, Hammerhead. Where you
news
at?
Update. It is intro music with the news update.
Hang on. Where'd it go? We got too many things. All right, here we go.
And now from Jamaica Bay.
Greg, you have got a serious man voice, man. All right. Hammerhead, are you there?
I'm here. I got my phone beeping. Someone else is trying to call, and it's probably
all right, well,
D. I still can't find her.
All right, man. Well, if
there's
you drop off,
there's already a couple hundred people here, so pretty big parking lot full of cars.
Sounds like a huge party, dude.
Go up to the first campsite you can, Greg, and say,
and
hey,
interview
you want to be
someone
on Kayak Fishing Radio?
Yeah,
just interview somebody.
Is there somebody you can see right now? Look around you. You see anybody?
Yeah.
All right.
Just talk
to them.
Only if they have a Malibu. Just talk to them. You know, you don't want to talk to ocean kayak people.
I think there's only one Malibu here. Everything
yours,
else here
right?
Has pedals on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It had pedals on it. Oh.
Yeah.
We've already let landing crew online, so we can't discriminate against anyone. So. He's kind of kin, man. He's kind of kin, so I can mess with him. All right. Go ahead, Greg. Come on, find us somebody to talk to. Don't be shy.
Do you have your special, like,
like kayak fishing radio press badge
around your phone?
No, I don't have a press badge.
Dude.
Instead of a microphone, you have your phone, and you can have like the station ID, you know, kayak fishing radio, you know, box around your phone.
So, you were supposed to let your clones create you like a little mini press pass, man. Try to let them draw the kayak fishing radio logo onto a thing, you know.
Needed that idea last weekend.
Oh, okay.
That would have been useful.
Okay. All right, come on, man. Find us someone to talk to.
Okay.
You got somebody?
Give me one second, and I'll come right back to you, okay?
All right.
This is like Howard Stern trying to, you know, talking to Stuttering John, you know, to try to get some sort of interview or something.
Right. Yeah. The little bitty guy. The little munchkin guy. Get him out on the street. Go talk to somebody. Come on.
Yeah.
So while we're waiting, Dino is with us from Georgia Kayak Fishing. And this past weekend, they hosted a group of wounded warriors from Fort Benning at the Satilla River Lodge here in Georgia. And took them fishing for the weekend, cooked food for them and all that stuff. They had a great time. Hey, Dino?
Yes, sir. I just posted up a link to some pictures. Everybody can click on the link there and kind of comb through the pictures there and see what we actually did.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Man, it was amazing. It was absolutely... absolutely beautiful place. 800 acres of the lodge, right on the Satilla River.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just beautiful place. Soldiers
awesome.
Had a great time.
How many soldiers were there?
We had 20 soldiers, and I think three of the ladies was pretty much like their counselors kind of
right.
thing, you know, the soldiers and all.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, us, the volunteers and Tony and Ruth and everybody else. So we got a pretty good show.
All right. I hear some rumblings from our man in the field.
Oh, on the radio?
Yeah.
Are you there,
Hang on. Music. And now to our man in the field, Greg Hammerhead. What's up, Greg? Who you got to talk to?
Okay, I got Eric over here, better known as Slappy. And he actually caught some fish today, so here
Eric?
He is.
All right.
Hi.
Hello, Eric.
Hi.
You're on Kayak
today,
Fishing Radio. You have a kayak, Eric?
Yes, I have a Hobie Revolution.
Cool.
And sorry, there's a helicopter going over right now. We're right next to a helicopter base right here.
Right.
Okay, it's gone now. Now I can hear you again.
Okay. So you went fishing today? Did a little pre-fishing?
Yeah, just some pre-fishing. Trying to scope out some areas that I've had some pretty good success in the years past. And was expecting to find a lot of bluefish this year because typically, the bay just fills up with bluefish right before the tournament. And surprisingly, the bluefish weren't really in very big numbers. And when I got out early this morning, I got on some, right away, I got on stripers and caught a few stripers, and then they kind of slacked off and picked up some blues. But overall, it was a pretty tough day. The fish were pretty turned off. And later on in the afternoon, I found just a pile of stripers that were just completely inactive. And I sat on those for like an hour and a half and ended up catching a couple fish there too. And fishing hoagies, just digging the hoagies over them.
Right. So you fished the J-Bay tournament before?
Yeah, I fished it like the last 4 years. I won the Slam division in 2008.
Sweet. We're talking to a past champion.
J-Bay's fun.
Where are you from?
From Boston.
Awesome.
Yeah, we got about six guys on the phone here with us from Kayak Fishing Radio. We got a bunch of folks in the chat room that are listening in, some other folks that are probably dialed in, listening to the streaming stuff. And there'll be a podcast available after the show tonight on iTunes if you want to let your friends hear what you sound like on the radio. So,
okay.
If you got friends that have an iPhone, it's a mobile-friendly site, Blog Talk Radio. Actually, you could just go tinyurl.com/jbaytourney, and it'll take you right to the site.
Okay.
And we're streaming live right now. Well, tight lines to you, man. Thanks for talking to us. That big guy, Greg, will find him tomorrow, and he'll have a Kayak Fishing Radio sticker for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Awesome. You there? Greg.
I'm here.
Nice job, man.
Hey.
All right. You got to find D.
I will continue looking for her.
All right, man. Go find somebody else. All right, so we'll pop open a quick, Sweetwater action. The unofficial beer of Kayak Fishing Radio, Sweetwater. They have what they call catch and release brews. They're seasonal brews, and I had one the other day. It was called, was it Road Rage? It was like an IPA. It was pretty awesome. So,
dude, that blueberry one that I had up in Jacksonville was awesome.
That's one of their regulars there, the Sweetwater Blue. It's pretty awesome. Jason's like, I'm still at work, man. You're killing me. Here, we'll pour one for Jason. Here's to you, man. Your buds are calling. All those little Bud Lights at home calling for you. Well, Chuck, man, tell us about some tuna fishing, man, while Greg goes find somebody else for us to talk to.
What do you want to know about it, man? It was good. It was fun. It's always an adventure. This past trip, like I say, Aaron, who's usually in the chat room, joined me. And the furthest out we went, we were 100 miles east of Port Canaveral and working bird packs and trying to find some big fish, and it just wasn't in our cards that particular day. But we did, like I said, we came home with dinner. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with blackfin tunas. The single yellowfin we caught was probably about 20 pounds, a small one. But actually, I just had some of that tonight, and it was delicious. And Aaron scored the biggest fish of the day, which was his probably close to 22 to 25-pound cow dolphin. Nice. Caught on a weed line on the east wall of the Gulf Stream, about 60 miles offshore.
Right.
And I had her for dinner the night prior. So thank you, Aaron, for sharing your fish. And no, it's a lot of fun. It gets crazy quickly. I mean, you go from 0 to 100 in about a second. I mean, you're trolling along and you're really looking for birds. So you're not really doing much trolling as much as you are doing running, looking for birds on the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And once you spot them on the radar, then you chase them down and set your baits out. And, you know, next thing you know, you got six lines screaming and four dudes running around like chickens with their heads cut off trying to figure out what to do. So,
right.
A lot of fun.
Cool.
But I am definitely still planning on taking the kayak over there. It's just a matter of catching a weather window and figuring
right.
out the fishing patterns, you know, because that's the thing I've been trying to do lately is trying to see how long they stay in one spot, because they don't stay in one spot too long, so it makes it kind of tough.
Yeah, that current thing kind of gets to you. So, So you have a boat scoped out for taking the yaks out there?
I've got a couple of options. I've got a handful of customers that would love to watch me get dragged all over the ocean for hours on end and laugh at me while it's happening. So I've got a couple of guys with some sport fishermen and a couple of dudes that have big center consoles. And so, you know, I've got options. Options are available. So.
Cool with that, man.
Yeah, I haven't been able to do any inshore fishing, man. It's just been, mm-hmm. I've been too great with everything else. So but, my oldest son turns two at the end of the month. And, my goal is to get him on his first fish, regardless of what species it is, before he turns two.
Cool. Well, you just got to start every year. You know, he only has to catch two species this year, and then next year three, and all. I'm working on 50 this year, so I'm having a tough go at it, man. I'm trying to catch these little minnows and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm not worried about size of them, but anyways, that's cool, man.
Pretty cool game there.
Yeah. So how many fish would you have to catch this year, dude? Different species.
This year I'll be 32. So.
Yeah, see? It's a little easier. So are you still playing I Got a Secret game, man? Or are you going to let us in on what you got in it? Who's got the margarita machine going?
Sorry, man. I'm running water.
Rob.
Doing some dishes. Sorry.
No, I'll let everybody in on what's going on.
Okay. Are you ready to break? Hold on.
You got some news there?
Yeah, he's got some news, man. We'll give him some news. And now, straight from the newsroom. That's it, Chuck. What do you got for us, man?
Out of control. I had a very interesting conversation with a couple of TV channels of the last couple of weeks, and trying to inquire about whether or not they have any plans on putting out a kayak fishing show, a legitimate kayak fishing show. And the general consensus is they had no plans to do it because no one had really approached them about it. Well, I did. So I have been instructed to film a pilot episode of what I would consider a kayak fishing show and send these prospective TV channels a sample of my pilot. So here in the next couple of weeks, I've got a really good buddy of mine. His name's Chris Flores. He is a professional cameraman. He's filmed stuff like The Amazing Race and a bunch of other stuff on TV.
Nice.
We're going to go out and we're going to do some filming, all kinds of stuff. I'm going to just try to make it as mind-blowing, action-packed as you can possibly make kayak fishing, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
It's not going to happen without us there, man.
I know, and I'm going to miss my boys, and I wish that you guys are here in spirit. So, but...
And then you got to have Dee and Vicky there going, "Hey, lady!"
Yeah, in the background, right?
That's
so,
right.
That's the deal. And then also, too... I'm working on trying to get a well-known, in Florida, a well-known clothing company to do some kayak artwork for their clothing line, which I think would be killer. So I got a lot of things in the pot right now, man. That's why I've been so busy and been kind of lackadaisical about getting a hold of you guys. So I've been just trying to get stuff rolling.
Okay. All right, let me grab the phone lines here. We got area code 917. You're on the air with Kayak Fishing Radio.
Saucy Fishing here.
Say again.
D.
I think it's D. D Kelly, is that you?
It is. Hi guys.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on. The crowd's going wild. Ladies and gentlemen, from J Bay Kayak Fishing Tournament, Miss D. Kelly. Does that make it for you, D?
Yeah, everything's good. How are you guys doing?
All right. Welcome. Hang on, I got one more person.
I have Joey Cambria here, too.
Okay, hang on just a second. We got an area code 914. Area code 914, you're live on Kayak Fishing Radio.
Is that me, D? Am I on? How's it going there, Chip?
Who's this?
What's up?
Whoa.
We're at the tournament. Everything is going great.
All right. We got D. Kelly and Hammerhead online. They're both there with you. How's it going?
It looks like we're going to have some pretty good weather. You know, the last 3 years we've had some bad luck with the weather, and it looks like it's going to be pretty nice this year. So we're happy.
Awesome. Yeah, I was just checking out the weather report there, and they're calling a high of 65 tomorrow. Very little chance of precip. Partly cloudy. Light winds. Looking good, man.
It looks pretty. You know what? I don't like to, in this place, it kind of makes its own weather, so I don't like to get too excited until it really comes. I don't really believe too much into the forecast until I see it. So right now we're just hoping for the best here. But it looks pretty good there. So today was a nice day. A lot of guys came. Today was what is just a pre-fishing day, and we had probably about, I mean, we must have had 50% of the guys were here for the pre-fish day. So tomorrow is going to be, we're going to have a lot of guys. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Yeah, the Hammerhead was just wandering through the crowd there. And we talked to Eric. I guess he won the slam a couple of years ago. And
okay.
He said he got on to some stripers today. And he wasn't very happy with the absence of the bluefish. But he said the stripers are in good numbers. So
no, it looks like everything is turning out for the fishing to be really good there. So it looks like I was just hanging out with a bunch of the guys from who drove down from Canada. And, a bunch of nice guys, and we were talking a little bit there, and they're excited. A few of them have never fished in the area here before, so it should be good. We got a good crowd of guys from all over the place, so it's a lot of fun. Guys are camping out, and it's good fun.
Awesome. There's a bunch of them around you right now?
No, actually, they're not. They're on the other side there. I think they mentioned something about something about some scotch or something, so they're on the other side there. So, but it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. You guys must be close to JFK because I can hear some jet noise in the background there.
I'm looking at JFK pretty much. We're right there, so but listen, D is going to take over. I got a few things to do right now. It's good talking to you guys. I'm hoping that I can maybe next week do the show. Give you a little recap of the tournament.
Awesome. Yeah, we look forward to it.
All right,
okay,
Chip, take it away, D.
All right.
Okay, Chip, here we have Jack and the Yak. And Jack and the Yak is from Westchester, New York, and he's going to tell you about the tournament so far.
Yeah,
all right.
How are you?
I'm doing good, Jack.
Yeah, well, this is a very worthwhile event, and it's always a ton of fun. The people here are just amazing. The camaraderie is great. We went out this morning for a while. We only caught a couple fish, but that's today. Tomorrow, I'm sure, will be different. But, it's quite an event, and it's something everybody should partake in.
How many anglers do you have registered now?
I believe there are upwards of 300 is what I heard, and it keeps growing every year. I mean, this is my fifth, and I think this is actually the eighth. It's a great time had by all.
That's awesome, man. We appreciate you guys calling in here to Kayak Fishing Radio. We've been getting the word out. We want folks to know. And this is going to be a huge weekend for kayak anglers. We got fishing starting tomorrow, and there's going to be over 300 anglers up there. And then down in Jacksonville, Florida, they've got their tournament on Saturday, which they're expecting over 400 there. So amazing amount of turnout for the sport. It's awesome.
Oh yeah, it's definitely growing. The kayak fishing is just amazing these days. It's just getting bigger and bigger and more popular.
And for a great cause too. You guys, you're benefiting the Casting for Recovering group. That's what I understand.
Yes. Yep. It's very well worthwhile. We support them wholeheartedly. Yep.
That's awesome. So did you catch any fish today?
I caught one bluefish today. That was it.
One blue?
But,
how big?
Yeah, it was a big blue. So.
Awesome. Well, we got Rob the Bad Backcast on board, and he caught his first bluefish a couple of weeks ago, and it was just a little, you know, like 18 incher. So, and he thought that was like a tough fish. So.
Oh yeah, they fight. They just give you a fight. So.
And you don't stick your hands anywhere near the mouth.
We have to Artie from Pennsylvania. Hold on.
All right.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio.
Hey, thanks. So what do you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about? I want to know if you went fishing today, man.
Yes, I did. I did. I didn't get anything, though, but it's great being out with the guys and, you know, being out here with everybody and having a good time and doing it for a good cause. And,
absolutely.
Fun, yeah. So... But,
so
you
what's
know,
your
not flying? Just the wind picked up and we had to get back in. It was just too much.
Okay. And what kind of kayak do you have?
Well, I myself have an ocean kayak, but I'm using a Hobie, buddy lent me, which is really nice. You know, your pedals.
The little pedals, yeah. The Mirage drive system. So an Outback or a Revo?
It's a Sport, actually.
A Sport. The
yeah,
little mod.
In the Revo, so it's nice. It's compact, and that's
what's
just because I'm a short guy.
Okay. Well, we can't tell that on the radio. You sound like you're 6'4".
Yeah. Yeah. I don't worry. My buddies will tell you.
What's your strategy for tomorrow?
Catch fish.
Catch fish.
Straightforward, isn't it?
I like your style.
Thanks.
let me put
on my other buddy. Hold on a minute. Here's T.
Okay.
So these guys belong to what they call the Wolf Pack, and they have a camper site set up, and they get together at all these tournaments, and they have a great time. I'm going to let you talk to Frank Healy now. Here's Frank.
Okay.
Hey,
hello,
Chip,
Frank.
How you doing?
I'm good, Frank.
We're having a wonderful time out here. It's a little windy tonight, but we're having a fantastic time.
Okay. And did you get to pre-fish today, Frank?
Yes, I pre-fished, but I caught the skunk.
You caught the skunk, huh?
Yeah, along with a couple other guys here from the Wolf Pack, we got the skunk. We went out there and the wind picked up, got a little snotty out there on the bay, so we stayed out as long as we could without... damaging ourselves and possibly not making it back, you know?
Right. And what kind of kayak are you fishing from, Frank?
I'm in a Hobie, and I'm in the fly division. So I'm fly fishing for the stripers and for
nice.
The other fish that are here.
Awesome. We've got a lot of listeners that are into the fly casting for big fish.
Yeah, that it was just reminded me to tell you last year I won the Massachusetts Striper Shootout. Caught a 40-inch striper on a fly.
Nice.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to give you a special one. Get a special one there, man. A 40-inch on a fly rod. That's awesome. Like a 10-weight, or were you really manly and using like a 5-weight?
I'm using an 8-weight, and
eight?
I tie up on
wow.
flyers.
Holy
nice.
Cow, man!
Well, you got to remember with the kayaks, we don't have you don't have to have such a big rod because the kayak, the weight of the kayak in you is the drag.
Absolutely,
you know, they're towing you around, so you go for a little sleigh ride with them.
You ever go tarpon fishing?
Yes, yeah, sure. I've been tarpon fishing down on the. West coast of Florida.
Yeah, that's where I live.
Oh, really? Where about?
Awesome. Clearwater, Tampa.
That's where I am. I got a place right there in Newport Richey.
Awesome. There you go. Well, look me up sometime. I'm the
otherwise
known as A Bad Backcast is my nickname. And you can check out my website at abadbackcast.com. So you hook up with me, man. We'll go out chasing some silver kings, man.
Yeah, I've been down there. I fished the Inclot park down there by the power plant.
Yeah.
It's good fishing down, really good fishing down there. And down out of Funny, I fished down there, and Dave fishes out of Sanibel.
No kidding. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
we're
funny.
Probably
you're out there fishing that tournament. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. This is a great time, great charity that is throwing this for us, and we've been having a lot of fun here for a lot of years.
Absolutely.
We're
awesome.
Definitely going to have to put it on our calendar for next year, huh, Rod?
Yeah, definitely.
You guys come on up, and the Wolf Pack will extend an invitation to you. Come right over to our compound.
Awesome. Do you have a stream of the compound that you have to pee on?
Excuse me?
All right. Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to send you some pictures. I know radio doesn't really show this, but we'll have to send you some pictures of the compound, you know?
Definitely, man. We'll plug them
yeah.
into the podcast, and we'll post them up on yakangler.com so everybody can see them. That'd be awesome.
Oh, beauty, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Hey,
thanks for talking with us, Frank.
To you guys tonight, and I'm going to give you back to Dick.
Okay, tight lines, man.
Tight
Good
lines,
luck tomorrow.
Bye.
Dee?
Okay, yeah.
You're back.
I'm back.
Awesome.
Yeah, everyone's having a great time, and it's really fun, right, Greg? Yeah, Hammerhead.
Hammerhead found you?
Yep.
Yeah,
we've been chasing people around.
Okay, cool. You got somebody for us to talk to, Greg?
Nope, no one new right now.
Okay.
We're just leaving the wolf pack then.
All right. find the girl wolf pack, man. Let's get the lady angler perspective.
We have a lady angler right here. We have Judy Seeger. And Judy's been a contestant and a participant in the kayak tournament for a few years. Here's Judy.
Okay. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio.
Thank you.
Did you get a chance to pre-fish today?
No, we didn't. A friend of mine managed to get out there and just check out the area. I know some of the guys did, and they picked it.
Okay. So what's your strategy for tomorrow?
Going to be heading out later. I have a few other things to do in the morning, so... Don't have
okay.
one yet.
You're not quite sure?
No, not quite sure.
What kind of gear are you fishing with? You fly fishing or?
No, I'm not fly fishing. I'm tube and worm primarily tomorrow.
Okay. All right. And what kind of kayak do you use?
Hobie.
You've got a
Hobie. Revolution. A Hobie.
God. All right.
Is everybody got a Hobie
on
there?
Jesus. Sorry.
Seems like it.
Yeah, quite a few people. And
awesome.
There's some motion kayaks. There's a variety. There's just a multitude of kayaks here this weekend.
Awesome.
A little bit of everything.
And how many years have you fished this tournament?
This is my third tournament up here. And I think this is my fourth or fifth season kayak fishing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us on Kayak Fishing Radio.
Pardon?
Thanks for joining us tonight on Kayak Fishing Radio.
Oh, you're welcome.
We hope that you do well tomorrow. Tight lines.
I hope I get out there tomorrow.
All right.
Fishing some fun.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks again.
You're welcome.
This is kind of fun.
Hello?
They're getting a Canadian or something. Canadian guy or something.
They've caught a Canadian? Is that what you said?
You can't say that, Chip.
Oh, okay. I will tell you guys, you need to stay away from the fence over there by the airport, okay? Don't get too close to the fence.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Who do we have next, Greg? D.
Okay,
who?
Chip. I got three people here from Canada.
Really?
Are they going oot?
You're just drinking milk, I swear.
Drinking milk?
The Canadians, they're lying. They're drinking Pabst.
So who do we have on the line from Canada?
We
got Brian and Holly Arnold.
Brian, Harley, and Arnold?
I'm gone.
All right. Hey, you understand that? I'm trying to speak Canadian.
Oh, my God.
So you guys kayak fish in Canada?
That's right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have like a kayak fishing group up there?
Yeah, yakfisher.net.
Yakfisher.net.
Yeah, cool.
All right. And what kind of boats are you floating?
I think every single one of us here has a Hobie.
Everybody's got a Hobie. It's like a Hobie
it's
commercial.
A break. Exactly.
All right.
And we're cute.
And you're cute. Oh, okay. All right.
It's
and
really
and so, did you guys fish today?
No.
No, we drove.
So you drove in today? So, what's your strategy for the tournament?
Get fish.
All right. I'm going to have to record this because it sounds better than Ranger Rick.
Hey, what we're going to do is go out and catch some bluefish.
All right.
Hey. They're going to.
I bet you guys just really hate that one. You hate that when the Americans do it, right?
No, eh? We love it, eh?
Okay. What kind of
Fiddler tanks around, eh?
Okay.
Some bilingual, but that's unique.
Speak two languages, Canadian and American, right? I speak Southern, y'all.
Canadian American.
Wow.
So hey, we made up some special J Bay music for you guys. Take a listen. Let me crank it up here a little bit for you. So we get it in the background. How's that? Is that setting the tone for you? All right. So,
okay, those are our international anglers.
The international anglers. They sound like a hoot.
They are. Thank you, guys.
If they're drinking milk and being like that, I'd hate to see them when they get a hold of some Pabst, so.
I think they already have it. Big mugs.
Big old giant oil cans, right?
Sweet water.
Yeah.
Sweet water.
So Dee, you haven't got you expected some more in tomorrow? You think you're going to hit the 400 mark?
No, I don't. I'll be happy with 350.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
So,
we're walking the campground now. Hammerhead
okay.
Is my style.
We're gonna stay on a little later tonight. We talk to more people there.
We are gathered around a little campfire here. We're on Kayak Fishing Radio. Say hello. This is Carl.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Carl. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio.
How's it going over there? It's a little windy here.
A little windy?
Yeah, it's a little too windy to go out, but hopefully in a couple hours it dies down and we'll get out there for some bunker chunking.
It'll be dark, man. You fish in the dark?
Yeah, it's great fishing in the dark.
Yeah, are you crazy, Chip?
I'm just kind of keeping the line going there, man.
A lot of people fish in the dark.
Okay. So the bunker chunking, this is gonna get you some stripers or blues. What are you looking for?
Hopefully some stripers.
Okay.
There's a 30-pound stripers around at night around here.
Okay. I'll tell you that you're looking. You're heading towards low tide right now.
Yeah, we're going to wait a little while. We're by a fire right now. We're going to have something to eat, and then we'll go out later.
Okay. All right. So you're going to fish the low, huh?
We're going to fish by the end of the incoming into the outgoing. Right?
Okay. All right. Yeah, all right. So you haven't fished yet at all? You just got there?
Okay.
Okay.
Just set up and relaxation.
Let me guess. Do you float a Hobie?
Yes, I do.
The big one is we got.
I have a Malibu X Factor, but usually I fish out of the Hobie.
Okay. All right. So there is such a thing in New England besides a Hobie.
Yeah, but that's probably the best thing to fish out of besides of a powered kayak in the Northeast because you're moving water.
Right. So, are you a fly fisher, or do you use spinning gear, conventional gear? What's your gear?
I like using conventional. I usually troll a tubing worm.
Okay. And then like tonight, you said you're going to be chunking some bunkers, right? That's like pogies, herring.
Yeah, they call them pogies up north of here. We usually call them bunker. I guess they're almost a type of shad.
Right, the big old oily thing, right?
Yeah,
Menhaden.
Awesome.
Exactly.
All right, do you have a strategy for tomorrow? Do you have a sweet honey hole that you're headed to?
Yeah, I got a nice place to go. Be trolling the tubing worm. We'll get some good fish, I'm sure.
All right, well, you'll have to send us some pictures at yakangler.com or Kayak Fishing Radio, okay?
You got it.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us tonight on Kayak Fishing Radio. Tight lines to you.
Tight lines to you. Good night.
Good night, man.
Yeah.
It sounds like a drive-in theater there.
I'm missing out, man.
You're missing out?
Yeah, we're missing out, Chip. It sounds like they're having too much fun.
I know, right?
We'll take some
photographs.
Next year.
Okay.
So next year is the plan for you guys to start driving up, and I'll meet you on the 95 in Virginia, and we'll all convoy up.
Yeah, man.
Driving up?
Like...
That's far. I'm on a fly. You guys can, like, pick me up at the airport or something.
Well, what we need to do...
JFK to J-Bay.
Hey, there you
Amen,
go.
Brother.
Hop the fence.
What we need to do
don't hop the fence.
Is fly in and get one of those big RVs, you know, and just have like a big party bus up there and stuff. You got somebody else for us to talk to, G?
Yeah, we're coming up on actually some guys watching TV outside their camper.
Watching TV?
I know.
Dancing with the stars, see?
Hold on one second.
Okay.
The phone. They
want to
say hello to you guys. Just say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio. You guys watching American Idol?
We are. I don't know. Is this American Idol? What are we watching? We are. Yes, we are.
You're watching American Idol.
Yes.
Shame on you. You need to get out there and fish, man.
No. It's crazy out there right now. Now with this wind.
Okay.
Man, it must be windy. Everybody's saying that.
What? Who are we talking to here? What's your name?
My name is Rich. I'm with the Kayak Fishing Association in New York.
Awesome, man. Did you get to fish today, Rich?
I started going out, and the wind picked up. I said, screw it. I came back in and had a beer.
Oh, man, you're my kind of guy, dude. It's fishing anyways, right? If you were catching now, there would be a different story.
Yeah, a few people will catch you some bluefish, but that was it. So.
Is this your first time up there, or are you a repeat offender?
No, I've been here for the last 6 years.
Last 6 years. Way to go, Rich.
Yes.
So do you have a special strategy for tomorrow?
Well, I have some eels, but hopefully I'll go out there and find some bunker and do some live bunker fishing.
I think the eels are the way to go, man.
So do I, but, you know, when I was out last week, the bunker did really well here.
You're the first guy to say he had eels, man, so when they get lockjaw,
right,
throw the eel.
All right, I'll go with them.
Okay, well, tight lines to you, man. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for talking
Bye-bye.
To us.
Thanks
very
much.
Okay.
All right. We're convinced. You twisted our arm. We'll be there next year.
Okay. Now, that's a promise. I heard it, and I got it on tape now. So you
It'll
get
be
back
on
down.
A podcast. That's right.
Okay.
Landing
All right. I'm going to sign off and see you guys next Thursday night.
Okay, with the report, and we need some pictures and
yeah.
stuff. So.
Greg
All right.
and I'll send some photos. We'll be good.
All right, Chip at Kayak Fishing Radio.
Okay, and on Monday I'm headed down to Florida, so maybe I'll catch up with you guys down there.
Where are you going to be in Florida, Dee?
Sanibel.
In Sanibel.
Nice.
Yeah.
How long are you going to be there?
Probably about a month.
About a month?
Jeez.
We're going to be at Cedar Key. On Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
So we'll have to try to hook up somewhere in the middle.
Okay. All right, that'll
right.
be fun.
All right, well, tight lines,
okay.
you take care of them tonight.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Thanks, Dee.
Bye, Dee.
Well,
that was awesome.
If you're listening to the podcast, we've been chatting with folks that are in attendance of the Jamaica Bay Kayak Fishing Tournament. It's a crazy mad tournament, it sounds like. They all sound like you there, Landing Crew.
Yeah,
that's kind of an accent.
that's my old
hey,
stopping ground.
They don't do that there.
They don't do that there. I'm gonna, those, I think the guy with the eels has got the winning fish, man.
Yeah, for as much as he paid for the eels,
yeah
he... You know, I mean, up there, you're looking at, like, $4 a pop.
$4 an eel?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, yeah.
We get,
oh, down here,
we get six here.
How many
do you need? November or December.
Okay.
Probably about a dozen.
All right, Rob, put this on the list. Take eels.
Yeah.
We can finance the operation. We'll sell eels. With inflation, they'll
there
be worth like $8 a piece next year.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds too crazy. Greg, you still with us? Hammerhead. Lou. Bueller. I guess
Hammerhead's
we lost.
Getting drunk with the Canadians.
I think he's having a milk.
That Genesee cream ale.
Yeah, that's it, man. All right. Well, we've hit our hour mark. You guys are crazy, man. Chuck, it was nice having you back, man. What are you doing this weekend?
Actually, this weekend I got my best friend's birthday party, which is a surprise party we're going to, and then my wife's
not
birthday.
Anymore.
Oh, yeah, well, he ain't listening. He fishes out of a Pelican kayak, so he's not really a kayak fisherman.
Ouch.
But my wife's birthday is Sunday, so we'll be doing something special.
Well, happy birthday, Mr. Redfish.
Thanks. Appreciate that. I'm going to try and sneak out on Monday and get the kid on some fish, so we'll see.
Awesome, dude. Okay. And Mark, how about you, man? What's your game plan for this week?
Well, kind of changed a little bit. Saturday, I've got some stuff going on, and then Sunday, I'm going to do some pre-fishing because the opening day of spring striper season is Monday. And so do a little pre-fishing, do a little flounder, try to get a couple of them. And
right.
Then right after, literally, I'm leaving work Monday and booking it to a secret honey hole. Hopefully it's filled with the stripers like I found, which I was actually there today fishing. And I must have caught maybe 30 stripers in, you know, between 20 and 30 inches in about 2 hours. So
wow.
If they're still there, I'll be getting my limit and packing it in and enjoying some delicious striper cakes.
Awesome, man. Sounds good. Rob, how about you? You're hitting the beach early Saturday morning, right?
Yeah, we're leaving my house at 4:30, and
mm-hmm.
We'll be at the beach in 10 minutes, and we got to launch, go out the inlet, and around a big, huge jetty.
Mm-hmm.
That would take us about a half hour to do that.
Okay.
And hit the beach, and hopefully we'll be on some snook on the beach.
Awesome, man. Maybe get rid of that goose egg.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been a hoot, man. We have to do this more often. And definitely, man, I'm like totally just sad that we didn't make it up to J-Bay. But then again, I think the Jack's tournament is going to be pretty awesome, too. We'll have to track down Scott and Charlie and see what happened over there. Because I don't know if the weather forecast is too great for them, though, on Saturday morning. So I saw some of the traffic going across the Jacksonville kayak fishing forum, and they were kind of worried about the weather on Saturday morning. But I also heard
going too, right?
Say again?
Isn't Redfish Jack's going too?
Yes. Yes, he's going to fish the tournament. And I also heard that the Mogan man is in the area, and he might be caught in a kayak this weekend.
Really?
That would be interesting. So, anyways, Greg, was that you chilling back up again? No, I think we lost him. So, all right, well, it's been fun. And for those of you listening in, yeah, there, he just disappeared. So, we've got a little change in the show. Check out yakangler.com. We're going to post up a little article on the changes in kayak fishing radio. But we've got a West Coast show now that airs at 7 o'clock Pacific time. And imagine that we really have a guy from the Pacific Coast that is hosting the show. So if you've listened to the shows in the past, you say, my God, all they talk about is Florida and the East Coast, then you can join in with Isaac the Nothing Miller. He'll be here on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock Pacific time, which is 10 o'clock our time on the East Coast. So don't forget about that. And Rob the Bad Backcast has changed his time frame. He is now at a prime time slot at 8 o'clock on Tuesday evening. So join him and check out his blog on abadbadcast.com. I can say that a lot easier than Isaac does. So, but I practiced it.
Sounded good reading that from the sheet.
I didn't write that down, man. I'm a pro.
Oh.
No, I have a teleprompter on my video screen here. Anyways, so thanks for joining us on Kayak Fishing Radio. You guys are great. Chuck, awesome to have you back with us. Mark, it's good to see you're around again. We can take your picture off, that sunburned picture off of the milk cartons, and
you guys join us again,
all right?
Absolutely.
All right. Good night. Tight lines. Take a kid fishing. It's Kayak Fishing Radio. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Yeah.
Hello.
Later.